प्रभात ले बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
At Amrit Vela, Bab Dada takes a tour all around the world. He has always the apron of blessings with him. Always you should claim special blessings from the Father at Amrit Vela. Every day Bab Dada opens his apron of blessings for you children. The more you remember Baba, so Baba remembers you all a million times more every day. Baba has to go on tour and he gives you the return of your remembrance. Even if the children are sleeping, Baba still carries out his task of looking after all the children. Whether they catch Baba's or not depends on the effort of the children. It is said that at Amrit Vela, angels and deities, they encircle the earth. It is said that angels and deities, they encircle the earth. They are the protectors, harbinger of happiness, joy and bliss. And they bring the message of God to people of this planet. They are the beings of light. They are the people of silence. Angels are the people of silence. They are the beings of light. They are said to be messengers from God. So angels are those who encircle the earth. The ambassadors of God. And what God Himself is doing? God Himself is moving with an apron of blessings at Amrit Vela. He is blessing the angels, and angels are blessing the world in turn. This is such a beautiful picture you can draw. This is the earth. Angels are moving around the earth, and this is God, who is moving with an apron full of blessings. He is blessing the angels, and angels are blessing the earth. So we are those angels for whom the world is waiting, the beings of light, the messengers of silence, the ambassadors of God, the voyagers of peace, the travelers of eternity. Baba says, at Amrit Vela, I am ready, sitting with my apron full of blessing. Whatever blessing you want, come and take. So Amrit Vela is such a time where you can fill your self with blessing. Blessing is a seed. Once you take this blessing from God, then nourish it with the water of yoga. Nourish it with visualizations, with affirmations. These are the two important things. You can take any blessing from him. Whatever is your weakness, You can rectify that weakness with blessing from God. If there is any confusion in life, take the blessing of becoming free from confusion from Baba. If there is any disturbance in life, Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, this is the big boxing. Don't think that. You will not get any blow. In boxing, if somebody gives another person 5 blows, the other gives 10 blows. So, this is a big boxing. Maya is the bird, Baba said. It eats up the unripe fruits. Maya cuts your feathers. So, take the blessing of Maya Jeet at Amrit Vela. Take the blessing of Prakriti Jeet, conqueror of 5 elements. Yogi is the one who conquers all the 5 elements. Today Baba also said, these 5 elements are your enemies. But when you conquer them, you are victorious soul. These are the things of sorrow. In golden age, they would be things of happiness. Dukh ki cheez hai, sukh ki cheez hai. So take any blessing from Baba. If you feel weather is not good, you take the blessing of being proof, summer proof, winter proof, heat proof, cold proof. If mosquitoes bite you a lot, mosquito proof, yoga net. There is one mosquito net, another is yoga net. Sleep in that yoga net. One is that mosquito net, where you protect yourself from mosquitoes. So, you can create a yoga net and sit. So, there are various and numerous methods of doing meditation. Meditation is not just sitting and chanting, I am soul, your supreme soul, ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of this and ocean of that. But make your meditation a creative meditation. Realize upon the vastness of God. He is infinite. Vast. Just imagine you are standing in front of an ocean like this. And this is an ocean. And feel God. I remember when we were in Mumbai, we used to go to that Nariman Point. Or sometimes Chowpatty, and we would just stand like this and see the vast ocean. This ocean reminds you of God. This ocean reminds you of your smallness. How vast is the ocean? There is no end to it. So while standing in front of ocean, just do yoga. So Amrit Vela is the time to realize how great you are, also how small you are. This smallness will decimate your ego. When you realize how minuscule particle I am in this universe. You know the story, there is one story by Bertrand Russell. The story is about Archbishop of London, the head of all the churches of London. So this bishop sleeps and he dreams, and in his dreams he sees that he is in front of the gates of heaven. The archbishop sees a dream, and in that dream he sees he is in front of gates of heaven. But the gates of heaven are so big, so huge, that he is so small in front of that gate. And he feels a little hesitant or uncomfortable in that situation, because these are the gates of heaven. Now he always thought of himself as the archbishop, main bishop, head of all the churches of England. So he feels so inferior in front of that gate. He earlier thought that people will come and welcome me because I am an archbishop, the head of all the religious institutions there. But nobody came to welcome him. He was such a nobody. Then what he did? He first waited that somebody will come and welcome me, but nobody came. So he started knocking, but only he could hear his voice of knock. The gate was so big. After many days of knocking, then suddenly somebody opened. Just as in India we have got Chitragupta or gatekeepers, in Christianity there is Saint Peter, who is the gatekeeper with 1,000 eyes. So Saint Peter peeps through the window and sees, who is this who is knocking? So he says, I am, here I am. Who are you? He feels highly insulted. He thought of getting welcome, red carpet welcome. But nobody came to welcome, rather this person is peeping through the window and then seeing, who is this? So he says, here I am, Archbishop of London. He says, what? What is London? He said, you don't know London? This is the greatest place, the most beautiful place on the planet Earth. So Saint Peter said, what? What is Earth? He said, you don't know Earth? It's the biggest planet. He said, first tell me the index number of your Earth. This, which planet is this? I am not aware. Because there are so many galaxies and solar systems and so many planets. And in that planet, which is this Earth? First tell me the index number of this Earth. Because there are so many other planets. I have to look up. So he feels so insulted. He says, what do you want? He said, you don't know. I am the worshipper of Jesus Christ. Again this man says, now who is this guy Jesus Christ? I am not aware, Saint Peter says. He says, array, he is the only begotten son of God. Saint Peter says, now again you are confusing, now who is this God? I am here taking care of this gate of heaven. I don't know inside what is there. Deep inside probably there is something there. And there are so many gods there. Which God you are talking of? So this bishop, he wakes up in the morning perspiring, thinking that where I am? I am nothing. Who I am in this creature? This is the galaxy, solar system, so many planets, so many other, and this is Earth. And in that Earth, this is London. And in that I am just a particle. And what is the ego? And what ego you have about what? That you did this and you did that? Amritvela is a time to realize how small we are. The universe, the existence is rich. The universe is vast. We are infinitesimal point. Nothing. And you are proud of your seva? I did this, I did that. I am doing this much and I am doing that much. And I am superior and I mean he is inferior. Holier than thou attitude. I eat this and I eat that. My purity is better than your purity. I wake up at this time and you wake up at this time. It is a time to realize what we are really. Who we are really. Everything is so big in front of us. So, Amritvela is a time for self-remembering. Amritvela is a time for self-realization, self-checking, self-accounting, self-understanding, self-empowering. Amritvela is also the time to detox yourself. Every man is self-poisoned. It is known as chronic auto-intoxication. We are eating toxins and we are filled with toxins, and that stage is known as auto-intoxication. Chronic auto-intoxication. And then we fall sick, and then we go to doctors, and then they give us further poisons that further lead to further auto-intoxication. And this is a vicious cycle. It is not just about physical auto-intoxication. Amritvela is also the time to do emotional detox. What is emotional detox? Because we are filled with emotional toxins. Which are those emotional toxins? Past painful memories, guilt consciousness. These are toxins in the system. So long as there are toxins in the system, you cannot experience health. Impossible. If you want to be emotionally healthy, you should be free from all the emotional toxins. There is a feeling of superiority complex, inferiority complex. There is a feeling of jealousy. There is a feeling of comparison. There is a feeling of competitive attitude. There is a feeling of guilt consciousness. There is a feeling of repentance. Contrition. Christianity uses the word contrition, contrite spirit. Contrition is somebody who is repentant. Such a pathetic state of the affairs within. This needs cleansing, complete cleansing of emotional elementary canal. Stop putting anything inside, first thing. Don't put any further emotions. Allow it. Let it undergo emotional autophagy. So that the dead cells would eat themselves. And the new cells arise. You know, each cell is an individual in the body. In our body, every cell is a person. You need to talk with your cells. Sit and talk. Oh my cells, what you want? What you want? Why are you filled with so much toxins? Talk with your own body. Talk with your liver. Talk with your kidneys. Talk with your heart. Talk with your lungs. Talk with your brain. Talk with your muscles. Talk with your tendons. Talk with your ligaments. Talk with your joints. Talk with your tongue, talk with your eyes, talk with your nose, talk with your hair, everything. Be friends with your own self. Talk with everything and remove all the toxins from each and every single organ, tissue, molecule, atom of your body. Talk with your brain cells. Why they are so exhausted? Where is lost the energy? Fill yourself with revitalizing power, with divine energy, with divine power. Infuse yourself at Amrit Vela with supreme light so that your every cell brightens up. Every, not a single impurity stays within. You become completely pure. Every cell should. You have to achieve purity at the cellular level. Achieve purity at the biological cellular level. Then see what happens. How new ideas come to you. So, detox the system. These emotional toxins have to be removed. These intellectual toxins have to be removed. These food toxins have to be removed. Let the cosmic diet fill the cell. Let the cosmic energy, let the pranic flow free the system of all the waste, the garbage, the dirt, the filth, the defilements. This is the task to be done at Amrit Vela. Mental detox, emotional detox, intellectual detox, spiritual detox, digital detox, physical detox is the first thing. Do any one of this, one will lead to the other. All are interconnected with each other. Spiritual detox by connecting to God. Emotional detox by connecting with your own emotions. Physical detox by connecting with the prana flow that pervades the universe. Mind is the source of prana. That's an extremely powerful statement. So, Baba is moving with his apron, and aprons have so many blessings. So, whatever blessing you want, take at Amrit Vela. Take from him. Amrit Vela is a time to plan your day. Amrit Vela is a time to review your yesterday. Amrit Vela is a time to set the goal. It's a time to fill the system with energy, with power. So, empower yourself at Amrit Vela. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. At Amrit Vela, Bab Dada takes a tour all around the world. He has always the apron of blessings with him. Always you should claim special blessings from the Father at Amrit Vela. Every day Bab Dada opens his apron of blessings for your children. The more you remember Baba, so Baba remembers you all a million times more. Each day Baba has to go on tour and he gives you the return of your remembrance. Even if the children are sleeping, Baba still carries out his task of looking after all the children. Whether they catch Baba's or not depends on the effort of the children. Om Shanti.